Keith Peters reporting. Ahead of tomorrow's New Hampshire GOP primary, polls show former President Trump with a healthy lead over challenger Nikki Haley. Former California Congressman John Campbell says numerous indictments against former President Trump have only served to rally his supporters.
The core Trump supporter voter sees themselves as someone who is being left behind, who the elites don't care about, who the people running the governments, running the major institutions in the United States don't care about. Donald Trump cares about them.
Former Congressman Campbell was interviewed on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Polls show Trump with a 54-36% lead over Haley. Relatives of Israeli hostages storm a parliament committee meeting to demand action on captives. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Dozens of family members of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza rushed into a finance committee meeting at Israel's parliament on Monday, yelling, "You won't sit here while they're dying there." On Sunday night, family members set up a protest tent in Jerusalem and vowed to stay there until the government reaches a deal to free some hostages. The relatives of hostages have accelerated their protests in recent days, demanding the government does more to get their loved ones released. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. officials say the U.S. and British militaries are bombing multiple sites used by the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen. It's the second time the two allies have conducted coordinated retaliatory strikes on the rebels' missile-launching capabilities. Officials say the U.S. and U.K. used warship and submarine-launched Tomahawk missiles and fighter jets to take out Houthi missile storage sites and launchers. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 138 points. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world's getting worse.
At this point, it's almost not news to say that, but Open Doors USA is out with its annual World Watch List, and the numbers are worth considering. According to the new report, 365 million Christians suffer under high levels of persecution around the globe. Open Doors says 1 in 7 Christians on earth are being persecuted, including 1 in 5 in Africa and 2 in 5 in Asia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups are assessing the landscape nearly 2 years after Roe v. Wade was overturned, with elections looming this fall. Since the high court decision, 14 states have begun enforcing bans on abortion throughout pregnancy. Two other states have bans that go into effect as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, about 6 weeks into pregnancy. However, abortion restrictions have also lost at the ballot box in Ohio, Kansas, and Kentucky. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street rose again to build on its all-time high reached last week. Stocks climbed as Treasury yields mostly eased in the bond market. Yields have come down considerably since October. On expectations, the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates several times this year. Several economic reports this week could shift those expectations. It will also be a busy week for corporate earnings reports. Chinese stocks tumbled again as their dismal start to the year gets worse. The Dow is up 138 points to finish at 38,001. The Nasdaq gained 49 points to 15,360. The S&P 500 added 10 points to 4850. New York oil rose $1.78 to $75.19 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.